The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We are going to deal with a lot of things, but we are beginning with our past. Redeeming, healing, and recovering my past, my timeline, and my yesterday. By this time, you know that whilst it is naturally impossible for you to do anything about your past, but spiritually, God can visit your past. God can heal your past. We have seen it in scriptures. We want to begin this morning with Psalm 103, verse number 12. Psalm 103, verse number 12. If God can do this, then you should know that He can do something about your past. Psalm 103, verse number 12. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. 13. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. 14. For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Let me read 11. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. Amen. 15. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. 16. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. 17. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and has righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. Amen. Amen. Beloved, we read those in Job chapter 33, verse 24 to 26. We read Romans 6:6, that in Christ we died with Him. I want to read Isaiah 43, verse 26. Isaiah 43, verse number, 25. Isaiah 43, verse number 25. I am He who blots out your transgressions for my own sake and remembers your sins no more. 26. Review the past for me. Let us argue the matter together. State the case for your innocence. 27. Your first father sinned. Your spokesman rebelled against me. That is just what I want to read. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12. Hebrews chapter 8, verse number 12. Hebrews 8, verse number 12. Hebrews 8, verse number 12. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. In fact, if the greatest problem that mankind have with God is sin, sin is what separates us from God. Sin is what separates us from God. And when we talk about this sin, all the sins you see here I've mentioned is talking about Adamic sin, the sin that we inherited from Adam as a human being. Talking about Adamic sin. Yes, the moment we become born again, that sin has been removed. It has been broken. It has been taken away. Now we still sin because we are in the flesh and we are still growing in the Lord. So the flesh still leads us into sin. When we commit those sins, we confess them we regret them and we use the blood of Jesus to deal with them. We ask God to forgive us. Now, if God can blot away our sins and will not remember them any longer, God doesn't see us from the lenses of Adam, but he views us now through the lenses of Christ Jesus, through the cross. If God can do this, then that tells you that he can do something about your past. Yes, physically, we can't do anything about our past. Yes, many of us, like I've said, we are living the consequences of our past. We are living the image of our past. We are still wearing the garment of our past. Yes, some of us are still wearing the garment of our fathers and our mothers. Yes, you go to places and then you see people talking and gossiping. Is that not that man who used to steal? Is that not the son? Oh, is that not that man who this thing happened to? Oh, is that not that woman? Oh, is that not the daughter? Is that not the son? Yes. Even Jesus Christ, he suffered from his past when he went to his hometown. Yes, they didn't recognize him as God. They said, oh, is that not the carpenter's son? Oh, are these not his brothers and his sisters? How does he just come and say that he is God? Yes. God can still do something about your past. At the ninth hour cry, God led us to pray certain prayers. People can use our past against us. Even though God has dealt with us, but people can still use our past. In Acts chapter 9, verse 13, after Paul had an encounter on the road to Damascus, God said to him he should go to a disciple, a mature Christian, in the city of Damascus where he was going. Those were the people Paul was going to attack. Those were the churches he was going to attack on the way. And then he was arrested, because I believe the church there were praying that anyone on the way to come and attack me, let him be arrested. I think we need to pray that prayer. Anyone that has been assigned, anyone on any route, anyone traveling in the air, spiritually and physically, to come and do any negative assignment for the devil against me, be arrested on your path, be held, be stopped in your tracks. Yes, we also need to pray like that. And after Paul had been arrested and became blind, the light of Christ blinded him for 3 days. Paul was asked to go into the city and see a man called Ananias who will help him. When the angel visited Ananias and said that, when the Lord visited, spoke to Ananias, you see, this is how God does things. So he spoke to Paul, go into the city, go to Ananias, and then he also spoke to Ananias, Paul is coming. Anytime somebody tells you that God told me that this, wait until God also speaks to you. God doesn't deal with one person, especially in marriage. You meet somebody and then he tells you, oh, the Lord has laid on my heart to marry you. The Lord says you are my wife. The Lord says you are my husband. Please, wait until the Lord say that to you also. God doesn't work in one way. Don't just listen to one side and then you jump into it. Tomorrow, the person is going to deal with you by what you are just going to flow through, because you didn't hear anything. You did not hear anything. So God spoke to Saul and at the same time spoke to Ananias. But listen to Ananias' response. I have heard by many, King James. I have heard by many. I have heard by many what this man has done to the churches. I can't welcome him. Some version says, I have heard many bad reports about this man. Look, some of us have suffered what we call perception attacks. People who don't really know us, people who have not really come closer to us, they have wrong perception about us by people who pretend that they knew us. Some people want to get closer to you, but they are afraid because of what they have heard. Some people want to help you, but they are afraid because of what they have heard. Because of the image that they carry of you. Yes, I've also heard a lot of bad things about people, and I was nearly going using them against them, until God gave me boldness to ask them in a way, what about this? I've heard that you are this. Some will just laugh. They don't even ask me who told you. They say, that's it. That's it. That's what they say about me. You know, look, because I do this, I do this, I do it like this, I do it like that. They conclude that I am this. And they tell me more about themselves. Beloved, you don't know who God wants to use to be a blessing to you. Let me tell you, the ways of the devil yesterday after the 9th hour cry, the prayer warriors, we hold our hands to pray. We're praying for the church. We held our hands to pray. Thank you. Sometimes when you are talking too much, the English becomes something. We held our hands to pray. And I was telling the prayer warriors something, that we should pray for a good image for the church. A good image for the church and a good image for yourself. Because there are people who destroy images, who give people images. You see, the way we have decorators, how do we call them? Those who decorate people when they are going to wed. The way we have makeup artists. When I go to GTV Live and other TV stations, they do makeup for me. Yes. You go to a makeup room. They prepare your face nicely before you go and sit there. At least so that some potholes and then some pimples and other things will not show. The same way we have makeup artists physically, so also we have demonic makeup artists. They make you up negatively. They present you negatively to people. Yes, they tell negative stories about you. Oh, that lady is proud. That lady is proud. Maybe, yes, once upon it. Maybe, look, oh my God, I know. Me, the Laliboja, image, they were calling me Oyejoe. 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 Me, because I didn't understand you very well. When they say it, then I will raise my finger like say, yeah, they were looking at me like that. The women and some rich people those days. So one day, when they said that, then the late Mama Susie asked me, Pastor, do you understand what they are saying? This was over 30 something years ago. I said, oh, they say I am jet because I dress, always I'm in tie. When I wear shirt, always I'm in tie, because that was all we're taught at Fountain Gate Bible College by the white people. When you wear shirt, it must be a tie. Apart from this shirt that you can hang on. Anytime you wear shirt without a tie, they will punish you. So we're used to that. So always when I was in tie, I was in shirt, I was in tie. So I thought they were saying, oh, you're gentle. He's gentle. And my mama Susie Lavin said, they say you are proud. I went and thought about it. Because I don't go to them for money. I don't go to ask them. Even in my poverty, I drink water and I sleep. Because I didn't want anybody to control me. I want to be very independent. So that the day I stand there to preach, up to today, people remember my messages. I don't look into faces. So because of that, I came out with a principle. Yes, I won't go to these people to ask them. I am friends. We are okay. Like other pastors do. I don't do that. So because they are not able to get me, they say, oh yeah, Joy. I say, wow. I see. But those who got closer to me, they said, Look, this guy, you are so simple. You are easy to get along with. It is only those who are crook. So please, the same way we have physical makeup artists, so do we have satanic and demonic makeup artists. They are in the church. They are in your family. If you hear what people have said about you, look, you don't know. I was telling somebody that my brother, my sister, don't live to please anybody. Please, don't live to please anybody. Because even the person you are pleasing, you don't know the mind that the person has about you. Live to please God alone. I don't do things to please people. I don't do things for people to even say thank you to me. Yes, I do it because I have a principle. I know whatever I have done, God will reward me. At the appropriate time, He will reward me. God is my rewarder. Yes, I do things for the sake of God, not for the sake of people. Some people are afraid to help you because of what they have heard about you. Some people rejected your marital proposal because of what they heard about you. They themselves have not come closer to watch you. Some of you ladies, you miss certain marital opportunities because of what your friends told you about the guy. You yourself, you didn't pray to really find out who is this guy. Look, I've heard a lot yesterday. I said, look, all of you standing here, if you know the things people have said about you, those who are close to me, if only pastor know who is close to him, if only pastor know this pastor, if only pastor know this lady, if only pastor know this lady that is traveling with, if only pastor know this lady that is going to places with, if only pastor know this brother that is driving him, pastor doesn't know, if only he knows. I have heard a lot. But listen to me. I have come over the years with my mistakes that I have made. When I hear, then I act. I cut off in the past. And it has not helped me. It has caused me to lose a lot of good people and blessings. Now I hear and I pray. And I ask questions. And sometimes you are shocked. In the course of time, you realize that the very person they wanted to cut off from you, the person has become a blessing to you. You realize that, you see, that was why the devil wanted to separate the person from you. Some people have been knocked out of their churches. Some people have been made to leave the church because somebody lied to them about the church, about an usher, about the pastor. These are the things we want to deal with. What image are you carrying? What image is people carrying about you? We want to deal with those images. We want to reject negative images. Until the Lord spoke to Ananias. Ananias was very hesitant in welcoming Saul. But when God spoke to him, may the Lord from today, may the Lord speak to people who are carrying a negative image of you. May the Lord visit them, whoever they are and wherever they are. May the Lord visit them. May the Lord visit them. Those who are carrying negative images about you. May the Lord visit them. We are dealing with our past. From today, may your father's past never become your today. May your mother's past never become your today. Let your past never interfere with your present. Say, my Father in heaven, I bless your name this morning.
I bless your name this morning.
I exalt you this morning.
I
thank you for the blessing of life.
Thank you for the blessing of life.
I thank you for the blessing of this day.
I thank you for the blessing of this day.
I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you
for the blessing of this day.
I thank you, O Lord.
Thank you, O Lord,
for forgiving me my sins.
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 As the east is from the west.
As the east is from the west.
So have you removed my sins?
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 So have you forgiven me?
have you forgiven me?
Oh Lord. I thank you this morning.
I thank you this morning.
That you have wiped away my sins.
My sins.
And my past.
And my past.
That you don't remember.
I don't remember.
My past again.
My past again.
That you don't remember.
That you don't remember.
My past again.
My past again.
That you don't remember.
That you don't remember.
My past again.
My past again.
That you don't remember.
That you don't remember.
My past again.
My past again.
That you don't remember.
That you don't remember.
My yesterday again.
My yesterday again.
That you don't remember.
Don't remember
my yesterday
my
again.
Yesterday again.
Oh Lord.
Today.
I bring my yesterday.
Before you. Even though.
You don't remember my yesterday. The devil still remembers.
The devil still remembers.
The devil still remembers.
The devil still remembers.
The devil is using.
The devil is using.
My yesterday.
Against me.
People are using.
My yesterday.
Against me.
People are giving me.
A negative image.
Oh Lord.
This morning.
I ask you.
To visit my yesterday. Oh Lord, I ask you to visit my yesterday. Librekete ikele bakoro masikete le baba rekete ibakoto kebale. Ile baba rekete ikele kato. Librekete ikele bako. Librekete ikele bako. Librekete ikele bakoro masikete kibaro. Ile baba rekete ibakoto kebabo. Ile baba rekete kebakete. Ile baba rekete ibekete ibakole base. Ile baba rekete ibakote ibakoto akale.
Yes, Baba, rekete ibakoto ebale. Visit my yesterday. My yesterday cannot interfere with my today. Let my yesterday die in 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 my today.
found
should never be
in my today.
Should never be found in my today.
I am a new creation.
I am a new creation in Christ.
I am living in my today. I am living in the now. Not in my yesterday. I am living in my today.
I am born again. You cannot rule in my today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Rikaba shike and delemo. Rakata satalaba. My yesterday, you cannot reign. Over my today, you cannot rule. You cannot reign over Let the hatred and the hostility of my yesterday die in my today.
And you are sharing, Holy Dali baby girl, welcome and good morning. You are sharing. Kumpa, welcome. And you are sharing. Dr. Oko, good morning and welcome. You are great. Genastali, good morning and welcome. Glosa, good morning and welcome. Escaper Shift, good morning and welcome to Destiny TV Studio. Nanoli, good morning and welcome. Mrs. Felicia Doe, good morning and welcome. Chris Betema, good morning and welcome. Grace Quedon, good morning and welcome. Honorable. Honorable Kasi, you are great. Chief Executive, good morning and welcome. You are sharing. Sam George, good morning and welcome. Bill, good morning and welcome. Oye, good morning and welcome. You are Twins Mary, good morning and welcome. Good morning and welcome to all of you. Yaya Queen, good morning and welcome. Yes, Yaya Queen, how is Middle East? Good morning and welcome. Now, we want to continue the prayer. Equia Sikapa, good morning and welcome. Tad, 387, good morning. Magi, good morning and welcome. Gloria, good morning and welcome. Honorable Gloria, you are blessed. You are really blessed. I admire your star. It's shining. Gascoigne, good morning and welcome. Vigo, good morning and welcome. CKG 40811, Lord help us. Good morning and welcome. Opare Gold, good morning and welcome. You are great. Connie, good morning and welcome. Agnes Bonsoir, good morning and welcome. Martha, good morning and welcome. Judy, good morning and welcome. Antiesa, good morning. Na, good morning and welcome. Uncle T, good morning and welcome. Alberta Oben, good morning and welcome. Abeta, you are special in the heart of God. Sadati, good morning and welcome. God sent Aban, good morning and welcome. Patrick, good morning and welcome. Julian Amaka Gameli, good morning and welcome. Nishira, good morning and welcome. Grace Lassie, good morning and welcome. Clev, good morning and welcome. Star, good morning and welcome. Hugh something, good morning and welcome. Julian Amaka, good morning and welcome. Gameli, good morning and welcome. Seldith, good morning and welcome. Mama Chris, good morning. James, good morning. Prophet David, good morning and welcome. This is Damelda, good morning and welcome. Tilly Amwa, good morning and welcome. Elulu, good morning and welcome. Eric S.L. Slim, good morning. Kofivi, good morning and welcome. Richard Eduma, good morning and welcome. Arhega, Honorable, good morning and welcome. Vigo, Sandra Sam, good morning and welcome. Ivy, good morning and welcome. KMLEI, good morning and welcome. Comfort Yebua, good morning and welcome. Don Prof, good morning and welcome. In Jesus' name. Prophet Emmanuel, good morning and welcome. Rena, Honorable, good morning and welcome. You know something? ZWM something, good morning and welcome. Grace AK, good morning and welcome. Katz, good morning and welcome. Ablodi Feli, good morning and welcome. We want to deal with this topic again. We are praying. We are dealing with our past and our images. Let me tell you, this is serious. The first time I went to Israel, 2008, we're passing a place when a rabbi, long beard, like that stopped me and started speaking into my life. I mean, the group, we stopped. Said, this man has a good heart. You have a good heart. You are a great man. In fact, you are to go higher and higher and higher. God has given you authority. Your words are powerful. God has touched your mouth. Don't be getting angry. But you know, people hate you. People just hate you. People hate you. There is so much hatred. People hate you and talk against you. People don't even know you. I was just telling you, everything the rabbi said was 100% true. Everything that the rabbi said was very, very true. Some of us have suffered hatred. We have suffered hatred because of demonic decorators, makeup artists. Demonic makeup artists. As you are walking there free, somebody has done a makeup for you. A makeup. You are carrying a makeup. You are carrying a negative image. Look at her going. That lady, how immoral she is. How so and so she is. How that man is. That man, you don't know. That guy, how he is. How that? Look, we are going to deal with all of them. Let me tell you, physically, when they do makeup, you wash it. Don't you wash it? Don't you bath and wash your face? We are going to use the blood to wash away. Say in the name of Jesus Christ. Every demonic decoration. Every satanic makeup.
Every satanic makeup.
That I am carrying. Any satanic makeup. That is living with me.
Any demonic makeup.
That I have been decorated with. Any demonic and satanic makeup. I wash it off with the blood of Jesus Christ. Yes.
I wash it off.
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 Ancestral makeup.
Ancestral makeup.
Demonic makeup.
Demonic makeup.
Demonic makeup.
Demonic makeup.
Satanic makeup.
Satanic makeup.
Environmental makeup.
Environmental makeup.
I wash it off.
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 In the blood of Jesus. I wash it off. With the blood of Jesus Christ. I wash it off. I wash it off.
I wash it off.
I wash it off.
I wash it off.
I wash it off.
I wash it off.
I wash it off.
I wash it off.
I wash it off.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Sometimes we ourselves, the things we do, we take them back. Wrong association. Having sex with wrong people. Talking negative language. Watching things that we shouldn't watch. All these things, they bring the makeup back. Yes, they bring the makeup back. Who are your closest friends? Who are they? Who do you take counsel from? What are your associations? I'm not saying that we should not associate to. As long as we live in this earth, we should associate with everyone with the intention of winning them. But when it comes to who becomes your best friend, who becomes your intimate friend, and that one, you need to pray and watch it carefully. Say,
I reject
every demonic makeup.
Every demonic makeup
that I am carrying.
That I am carrying.
I reject it.
I reject.
I refuse it.
I refuse it.
Any image that I am carrying.
That I'm carrying.
I cast down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast
negative
down.
Images.
Negative images.
I cast them down.
I cast them down.
Negative images.
Negative images.
I reject.
I reject.
I refuse.
I refuse.
And I cast down.
And I cast down.
I reject.
I reject.
I refuse.
I refuse.
And I cast down.
And I cast down.
I reject.
I reject.
I refuse.
I refuse.
And I cast down.
And I cast down.
I reject.
I reject.
I refuse.
And I cast down.
I reject.
I refuse.
I refuse.
And I cast down.
I reject.
I reject.
I refuse.
I refuse.
And I cast down.
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 Any negative
garment
that I'm wearing.
That I'm wearing.
I cast it down.
Cast it down.
I cast it down.
I cast it down.
I command it.
I command it.
To catch fire.
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 I catch fire.
To catch fire.
I command you.
To catch fire.
Catch fire.
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 To catch fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
To catch fire.
Catch fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Negative garment.
Negative garment.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Negative garment.
Negative garment.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
Negative garment.
Negative garment.
Holy Ghost fire.
Holy Ghost fire.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
In Zechariah chapter 3, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at the right side to accuse him. The Lord said to Satan, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is not this man a burning stick snatched from the fire?" Verse 3. Zechariah chapter 3. I'm in verse 3 now. Now Joshua was dressed in filthy clothes as he stood before the angel. The angel said to those who were standing before him, "Take off his filthy clothes." This was spiritual. This Joshua was the high priest. And the clothes he was wearing physically, they were neat. But spiritually, they were filthy. Clothes represent your character, your association. Garment, it represents your life, your character, your association. The inner part of your life, the outward part of your life. So even though Joshua was wearing clean clothes, spiritually they were dirty. And because of that, The dirty clothes attracted the devil because the devil is dirty. When you have anything of his in your life, it attracts him. When you have anger, it attracts him. When you have bitterness, it attracts him. When you have offenses, it attracts those things. They attract him because they belong to him. And so Satan was attracted by the sight of Joshua. He started accusing him. But thank God that the Lord was with Joshua and started rebuking Satan. Say, Oh Lord,
any negative garment
I have inherited
from my past.
I cast down and destroy by the Holy Ghost fire.
Any negative garment I have inherited
and I am carrying
any filthy garment
I cast down and destroy by the Holy Ghost fire in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say, Oh Lord,
anyone
that is carrying
a negative image,
negative perception
about me,
anyone
to whom
bad things have been said
about me,
Oh Lord,
wipe it out of their memory,
anyone that should be a blessing to me,
by the agents of the devil have come to spoil me,
To the people or to the person. Oh Lord, let your blood wipe out those negative things from their memory and vindicate me.
Anyone carrying any negative thoughts against me,
blood of Jesus, wipe it out from the person's memory. Neutralize it. Wipe it out. Oh Lord, Visit them in their dreams, in reality, and vindicate me. Like you did to Ananias, visit them, 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 visit
Visit them, Jesus' mighty name, Lord. Encounter them, and vindicate me in Jesus' mighty name. Madam Becky, woman of God from the United States, I don't know what time it is there. Maybe it's midnight. So good midnight for you, Madam Becky. Zion, good morning and welcome. Now, we want to pray. You see, you don't know the doors that these prayers are opening for you. I am telling you. Some of you, your husbands don't love you because of what they have heard about you. Some of you, your wives don't submit because of what they have heard about you. Yes. Yes, I've heard by many. At your workplace, in your family. Yes. People are carrying a certain image, a certain perception about you. If only they are carrying it alone, that's okay, but they are spreading it. Dr. Oko, good morning. You are sharing. God bless you. Patrick, good morning. Welcome into the house. Becky, yes, you are sharing. God bless you. Hope of Glory, good morning. God bless you. We want to terminate all those things. Yes. We want to, in fact, I was telling a man of God yesterday, because it is like any time, anywhere that I hear his name, it's a bad story. So I say, man of God, why do people hate you like that? Why do people hate you? And people are warning me about you. Everybody is just warning me about you. They let you know that guy. They let you know this person. Why? Why? I was telling some men of God and women, I said, look, if this person is like that, let us use the gift. Because me also, the Laliboja, I am not correct. I am not perfect. All of us are not perfect. Let us learn to use people whose gifts and leave the other side for God to handle. Why? Last week, Wednesday, I had to speak and defend this man of God before some men and women of God. I say, why? One person, why? Why? Don't you see the gift that the person has? Can't we use the gift? That's the same way God uses us. Who say that those of us God is using, we don't have mistakes? Who say we are perfect? We are not perfect, oh. God is still, we are work in progress. So why don't we use the person's gift? In fact, I introduced the person to a certain man of God who was looking for somebody to come and do a certain program. And before the man of God will get there, oh, he has gotten a bad report. Then he was considering to call me and say, Dela, let the man of God stay. But then the wife said, look, you know Pastor Dela, he will not give you somebody that will not perform. You know him. You know his standard. Anyone that he says is good, you know him. So the wife shut the husband down and then they went ahead. Oh, the program came on. Come and see the way they are blessing me. They even sent me a thanks offering just for introducing somebody to them. They say the guy performed. They say, what? We didn't meet this person early. Where was this person? Ah! Then now they were confessing.
The man was confessed. Look, in fact, it was my wife who, because the thing I heard, I have heard by many. Say, Lord, anyone that is carrying a negative perception, a negative report about me, from today, from this very hour, visit them. 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 In the church, in my family, at my workplace, in the church, in the family, at my workplace, in my neighborhood, visit them. Visit them. Visit them. Visit them. Visit them. Visit them. Shut their mouth. Warn them. Warn them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Rebuke them. Shut their mouth. 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 In Jesus' name. Say anyone. Giving people, negative news,
bad news
about me. Babina Finwalker, Chief Executive, good morning and welcome. Yes, Yaya Queen, yes, from Lebanon. Good morning and welcome. Prince Kwashi, good morning and welcome. Nanama, good morning and welcome. Gifty Mate, good morning and welcome. Say anyone spreading bad news. Spreading bad report about me today, this week, visit them. Oh Lord, visit them. Show yourself powerful. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty to anyone, carrying bad news, carrying bad report, carrying a negative tongue, about me, about me this week. This week, oh Lord, show yourself powerful, show yourself strong, show yourself mighty, show yourself powerful, show yourself strong, show yourself mighty, show yourself powerful, show yourself strong, show yourself mighty, show yourself powerful, show yourself strong, show yourself mighty, show yourself powerful, show yourself strong, show yourself mighty to them. In Jesus' mighty name. Nelly, honorable. Welcome into the studio. Good morning. I hope you are doing well. Say anyone that has been assigned to pollute my atmosphere. Anyone on the path towards my distraction. Like you visited Paul. Visit them. Intercept them. Block them. Any demons. Any agent, block them, covenant enemies, block them, shut their mouths, with terror. In Jesus' mighty name. Abenanka, good morning and welcome to Destiny TV studio. Say, oh Lord, I put on a new image. 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 Today, let my new image speak for me. Let my new image advertise me. Let my new image launch me. Launch me. Introduce me. Introduce me. Introduce me. Advertise me. Take me far. 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 Let my new image advertise me. Advertise me. Advertise me. Launch me. Take me far. Take me far. Take me far. Take me far. In Jesus' mighty name. Say my new image. Open doors for me. Give me breakthroughs. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say, oh Lord, any negative image that has been given to my career, given to my career, given to my business, I reject, I cast down, I cast it down, I cast down, I cast down any negative image given to my career, given to my profession, given to my business, given to my marriage, given to my husband, given to my wife, given to my children. I cast down, 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 I cast it down, I cast it down, and I bury it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I declare I'm a new creation. I carry a new image. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. My sins have been forgiven. I've been given a new image. I've been given a new image. I've been given a new image. My business, my career is carrying a new image. My business, my career is carrying a new image. My business, my career is carrying a new image. My business, my career is carrying a new image. My business, my career is carrying a new image. In Jesus' mighty name. Maggie, good morning and welcome. Doris Robertson, oh, honorable, good morning and welcome. Bell, good morning and welcome. Honorable Samuel Fiwaka, good morning and welcome. These prayers are taking you far. The Lord said, I should tell you in the house that these prayers are taking you far. These prayers, they are like a long mowing machine, like a path weeding machine. They are weeding your path. From today, you begin to experience better experiences. You're experiencing with people at your workplace. Yes, with people in the church and others will begin to change. I say your experience will begin to change. Your experience will begin to change. People are going to relate to you better. People are going to remember you. People who were cut off from you, yes, are going to remember you. They are going to remember you. They are going to remember you. A new experience has come as we deal with these things. God willing, we shall continue on Wednesday morning. And we shall deal, yes, with Haman. With Haman. We are praying these prayers as we are led. Somebody sent me a message. He said, Pastor, these prayers, we should pray them almost every day. Because these things are real. We experience them. Therefore, I'll leave you here for today. May these prayers overshadow your atmosphere. May your atmosphere be clean and be cleansed. May your environment and atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere, be filled with the light of God. May none of these things happen to you. May your yesterday never be your today. May your father's yesterday, your mother's yesterday, never play into your today. May your negative past, your painful past, your disappointing past, never play into your today. Your today is the day of the Lord. It is the day of the Lord. It is not the day of your past. It is not the day of the devil. You are blessed. I declare you blessed. I declare you blessed. Let that testimony come. Let that breakthrough come. Walk into that door. Walk into that door. Walk into that door. Walk into your destiny helpers. Walk into your destiny helpers. Let them locate you wherever they are. Meet the right people now. Let people have a good mind about you. 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 Let people begin to think better about you. Those who have forgotten you, who were lied to by the agents of the devil about you, who should have helped you, let them begin to have dreams about you. Let them begin to have thoughts about you. Let their mind begin to change towards you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Those who have disconnected from you, who should have been a blessing to you, let the Holy Ghost bring them back. Let the Holy Ghost bring them back. Let the Holy Ghost bring them back.
Amen.
And let the blood of Jesus Christ expose fake people around you.
Amen.
Those around you that are spreading falsehood about you, let them be exposed.
Jesus
let them
name.
Be paralyzed.
Jesus
let
name.
Them be threatened.
Jesus
let them
name.
Be terrified.
Jesus
in
name.
The mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let them be silenced forever.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of God the Father.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.